Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I am humbled by all the people who have tuned into us. And I just want you to know I'm pretty excited about all this stuff. And I always look forward to these reports. You know, Phil Sharkey, president of the Higher Authority, it's Sheriff Sharkey with this Sharkey report. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jeff. I always look forward to our chats, and I have some good stats and information for you today about employment screening and why we have to keep doing it and why it's more important than ever in today's economy, in today's world.
Well, true enough, Phil. So come on, lecture us.
Well, first thing, Jeff, and I know our economy's struggling. We have to get back to work. We have to get people back to work. It's so imperative. We're struggling with a global pandemic and everything we're going through. And I see more and more companies starting to push screening to the side and forgetting about it. And I want to really reiterate to all the entrepreneurs and companies, small and large, how very valuable it is. I'm not Big Brother. I'm not spying on people to try to keep people from work. But what I'm seeing is so many fraudulent people, and you and I talk often about the examples we see. We just, as a society, have to stand up and take a stand and not allow people who are not who they are to get into our companies. Some of the numbers I have for you, Jeff, 75% of employers have hired the wrong person for the position. 75% are saying, this is a career builder survey. 78% of job seekers say they have lied during the interview. I don't know if you see this article, but 78% of people are lying. Now, usually our numbers are up to about 33% of fraudulent background checks, but 38% of job seekers are admitting that they lied on their application and resume. Now, I know, Jeff, there's always resume boosting. You and I can go back to the older days and you maybe made a claim that wasn't quite accurate or expanded upon. I'm not talking about that type of claim. I'm talking flat out lying. So it's unacceptable. And as a company, when you don't value finding out beforehand, you're going to surround yourself with a crew of people that are lying, and they're responsible for your work.
You know, isn't lying basically part of our culture? And I'm not trying to justify it. We see the elections, and you know, every day there's fact checks now. You know, how much is our president worth? Is it $7 billion? Is it $5 billion? Is it $1 billion? There's never been really. I've heard all different numbers coming from our president. And you know, there are, for those who don't, who love our president, who don't like Biden, we hear different stories from the other side too.
Sure.
About claims. I mean, isn't that really what it's all about? If you can say it and get away with it, is that really our mantra?
You're so right. The American way, right? So like we pull credit reports on about 30% of our backgrounds. You know, I'd say out of the background credits we do, 70% are awful. Hey, the American way, right? Rules don't apply to me. The truth doesn't apply to me. Those debates, as you say, if you had a fact checker behind you, the thing would be going ding, 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 nonstop from both sides, you know, ding, 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 these claims of what people are making. It's the American way today. Make America great again. How about let's make America honest again today? I know from my company that I value people who do good work and who are honest. And I think if we start there, and I think there are still companies out there that do that, we'll be in a much better place and provide the product we say we are. Otherwise, it's just a jailbreak, isn't it? Like you sort of gave the example, there is no law. It's like the old Wild West. Everybody can say and do what they want.
Or has it still always been the Wild, Wild West? I mean, I seem to, you know, to be running away from more people who aren't honest than more people who are honest. And I've surrounded myself with honest people.
Right.
But, you know, as I said, if you can say it and get away with it, that seems to be the mantra. And, you know, for those of us who want to run our lives on a fairly straight path, we need to understand that that's not necessarily how others react. As you say, 75% of people are the wrong people hired. Most people lie on their resumes and bios and in their interviews. So we need people like you to double check and fact check these people, because we don't need that problem in our businesses.
You do, Jeff, because the risk reward is that yes, they can get in, and yes, that's the American way, it seems, and yes, they pull the wool over our eyes until something happens, whatever business you run. And then that person, if it's a driver, has a horrible driving record. And what's, you know what they do? We say in my business, a leopard doesn't change their spots. They crash again, or they drink and drive again. Then everything changes. Or a financial background, background where the person has no clue what they're doing and they pull the wool over your eyes and they get in and then they make a decision for your company that blows up. Eventually, I still believe in the good of society and the good in the world. These fraudulent people show themselves. And I, for one, being a company owner, whether it's a small or large company, sure want to know beforehand. And I will find the right people.
Now, you have some facts for me, correct?
I do. Let me fire through very quickly. And then I want to show just a few examples of fraudulent people, but then how it extrapolates into fraudulent companies. I love those too. And how, again, we just buy everything that we're told. So here's the fraudulent people. This is from a survey from Checkster. They claim that 60% of the people claim they had a mastery of skills that they had no idea what they were doing. 60%. 50% of people claim working a company longer than they ever admitted to. I find that all the time. And a lot of my clients shrug and say, so what? I'm like, so what? They worked there 6 months, not the 4 years they claim. Big so what? Huge to me. 41% of the people claim they held a director title when their actual role was just a standard employee. We get that a lot. So I would call you, Jeff, about Nathan and say, well, he says he did this, this, and this. And you would say, no, he didn't do that at all. That's what I do. We get that all the time. And again, some people don't make a big deal out of it. To me, fraudulent claim that day, lying to you today, 3 years down the line when you work for you, you're like, I can't believe he did all that. Well, I can because it happens all the time. Degrees, 40% claim they earned a degree from prestigious university when they were actually credit short all the time. 39% right behind claimed a degree from a prestigious university when they actually didn't even go to the school, 39%. And then finally, 39% again claim a degree from a prestigious university when they actually had taken only one online class. So these are actual people admitting to what they've done to a huge number. And that's what I see. And I think finding out beforehand for a very reasonable fee is something that an employer, again, not being Big Brother, not spying on their Facebook or their Snapchat or whatever, just their flat out claims. And then what can happen from these people? I have a great example of one woman who worked, this is just November 2019, right around the corner. I can say her name. She was NBC News, found that Nina Chang, Jeff, she was the Deputy Assistant Secretary in the State Department Bureau of Conflict and Stability. She had misleading claims on her resume, false claims, and she came up with a Time magazine cover article with her face on the cover article. And she was never on the cover article. So eventually they had to fire her after this fraudulent story. But wow, what lengths to go to, a whole Time magazine cover story.
You could have done that by going into the picture booth at Disney World and just getting your picture on a Time magazine.
You can, wow. It's amazing. And for a $50 background check, I could have blown that out of the water and say, okay, you may not value this, but this person's a liar and they're going to continue to lie. And how embarrassing is that for that large position, as well as small companies. You know, we have like a tile company that hires one person a year. The person needs to be honest.
And it's Believe me that I used to be on the cover of Muscle Man magazine?
Was that not just last year, wasn't it, I believe?
Yeah, that was after my cover story on Tall, Dark, and Handsome.
See, we're cut from the same cloth. And a lot of people, and I know you have a lot of recruiters, and I partner with recruiters now. It used to be a time where recruiters would tell me, stand on, Phil, we got this. And it's very important for them and their line of work. But I like to work in conjunction with them now too, so they don't look embarrassed and they need to find the people for the job, the right person. And what I find is many times the people are so good at pulling the wool over the eyes, they seem like a great fit. They could even be at their job for 2 or 3 years. And then for a very inexpensive background check, I find out that no, it's not what they claim and it's gonna bubble to the surface eventually.
Well, you didn't create your sheriff's badge like I asked you to. I guess that was you and Nathan for the last one. And, you know, I do believe in, and this is not truth or fact. It's, you know, we like to call you Sheriff Sharkey on Radio Entrepreneurs. And, you know, if 75% of all people are exaggerating on their bios or the wrong people hired, which is what I see. And I always tell employers, they always say to me, what's the biggest problem you think there is endemic in every organization you consult to? And I say, you don't know how to hire. I don't know anybody who knows how to hire or interview properly. I was fortunate enough to be trained by a world famous therapist who used to teach me how to peel back the onion and look for inconsistencies.
It's interesting you say that, because that's a line we use in our office regarding each background is an onion and different layers. And you know, Jeff, it's just employees are our biggest expense and our most important value as a company. And one bad hire costs an average company $17,000 in expenses.
I think it's worse than that. If you're in a small business and you have a bad hire, you're probably destroying the company.
Absolutely,
the risk is out. It just undermines the whole culture, especially a senior person, a financial person that's the wrong person, a marketing person that's leading you into new initiatives. Mm-hmm. For strategy, I think it's just catastrophic. So, Phil, you know I always look forward to talking to you, and it's genuine. You're a blast. If somebody else wants to find you and bypass me, which is fine with me, how would they do that?
Jeff, the phone, 508-230-5901. On the web at hireauth.com. That's www.hireauth.com. You can also email me at psharkey, my name, at hireauth.com. And we get right back to our clients. We just had 5 new clients last week. And the one thing they said to me, Jeff, was they could not believe that they got immediate through and got a human being and a response time. Ease of service is extremely valuable to our clients.
And they didn't all ask for a clause in the contract. Don't introduce me to Jeffrey Davis of Maine.
They did not ask for that clause. Let me leave you one quick company story. And I know we got to wrap up our time, but I'm going to lose PepsiCo and Coke as clients, but we all like water today. My wife won't leave the house without water. So we have PepsiCo with, Aquafina? And
yeah.
They claim that it was purified water. It's not. It was proven to be tap water. And finally, Coke, because I'll lose them as a client as well. They have Dasani that we all love, and they have that, and it's called actually purified tap water, whatever that means. So.
Well, I do know from prior water clients that the only water in this country that is federally regulated is tap water.
Mm-hmm, that's true. It's actually probably safer for you.
And if you're drinking spring water or all those other waters, there is no federal regulations to what goes in the bottle. The Perrier and all those other ones, there's no regulations. So
absolutely,
it's the greatest marketing that we have.
Yes, throw that word out there, spring water and purified, and people just get very excited. So
I remind everybody, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and that was Phil Sharkey, president of the Hire Authority. Thanks a lot, Phil. I can't wait till the next time we talk.
Thank you, Jeff. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.